Now that we've conquered the famous Homer Tunnel, we're on the last stretch of the Milford Road, winding our way along the Cleddau Valley. The best is yet to come. We'll soon be arriving on the shores of magical and majestic Milford Sound. Although the settlement at the end of this road is only small, I think you'll find there's plenty to do in Milford. I'd highly recommend taking a boat trip and taking in the unforgettable Stirling Falls, which crash from dizzying heights straight into the deep waters of the Sound, as well as the perfect mile-high cone of Mitre Peak, which draws photographers from all over the world. As we approach the end of the road, I'll tell you a little about the history of the Sound and its people. After the land rose from the sea millions of years ago and was carved into its current shape by glaciers, it left behind a steep-sided and incredibly deep U-shaped inlet, which is populated by some weird and wonderful aquatic life. At 265 meters deep, most of the water is salty, but the top few meters are actually a layer of fresh water. It comes from the 7 to 9 meters of rainfall that the Sound gets every year, plus all the rivers and waterfalls that empty into it. On its way, the runoff picks up tannins from the plants and soil, which stain the fresh water the color of tea. It's still completely clean and natural, but what it does do is block much of the sunlight from the lower salty layer. The seawater layer is calm and a few degrees warmer, if a little dark. When you reach about 40 meters deep, there's very little sunlight getting through, so all the marine life hangs out near the surface, including many species that normally live much deeper. We've got a unique mix of dolphins, penguins, fish, sea stars, seals, rare black coral, and much more, so there's plenty to look at. You might even spot a dolphin, shark, or seal flitting through the water. In other parts of the world, you wouldn't be able to see many of these creatures because they live so deep, but because of the dark top layer and the close proximity of the open sea, you can see them here going about their daily business in the wild. If you're wondering what's so special about our black coral, here are a few facts. It actually looks white. It's been growing here for 200 million years, and it's unusually shallow, thriving here at a depth of just 10 meters when it's usually found about 75 meters down, which is far deeper than divers can go. New Zealand fur seals hang out in gangs and sometimes like to swim with scuba divers. And of course, there are our two species of dolphin, the dusky and the bottlenose, which sometimes like to follow the cruise boats and say hello to the tourists. Between August and February, you can also see the Fiordland crested penguin, which is one of the rarest penguins in the world. In fact, if you didn't see them, you'd almost certainly hear them. At dusk, they make quite a racket as they fight for snoozing space along the shore. So there's plenty of amazing sea life around Milford Sound, and on land, there are a few creatures worth mentioning as well. I've already introduced some of the bird species that are found throughout Fiordland, but they share this land with some furry animals, all of which were introduced by humans, and not all of which are helpful to the environment. Europeans began stocking these forests with red deer in 1901, and soon added wapiti deer, Australian possums, and Canadian moose to the mix. Coupled with the feral pigs and goats that descended from escaped farm animals, these introduced species soon became a problem. They either compete with the native birds for food or ate them, and also eroded or munched upon the landscape to the point where it started to look a bit ragged. The least popular inhabitant of Milford Sound would have to be the sandfly. I strongly recommend that you slather on your insect repellent as soon as we get there, because a swarm of sandflies can seriously spoil your holiday. The male sandfly won't give you any grief because he's vegetarian, but the females are biters. They can't do you any lasting damage, but they love to suck the blood of humans, lizards, or whatever else they can find, and their bites get really itchy and troublesome. One of the first Europeans to suffer the sandfly treatment was Captain Cook, who called it a most mischievous animal. Maori folklore has it that these little biters were introduced by a goddess who wanted to prevent people from settling here so that she could have the place to herself. The Maori people arrived at Milford Sound not long after they had begun to settle Aotearoa, the land of the long white cloud, finding there a source of precious greenstone, as well as an abundant supply of fat birds, seals, and fish. They named the sound Piu Piu Tahi, after a bird that is now sadly extinct. They had set up seasonal camps and take advantage of nature's bounty, then retreat during the winter. According to Maori legend, Milford Sound and the surrounding fjords were carved out by the god Tu Teraki Whanua, who carved and chopped them from a solid plateau of rock. By the time he got around to creating Milford, he had had plenty of practice and chiseled its steep sides with clean precision. You could think of it as his masterpiece. Another hero, Tamatea, discovered Milford Sound while out searching for his missing wife, only to find her turned to greenstone. His tears of woe hardened to solid stone and account for the seams of translucent bowenite found in Milford's rocks. Hundreds of years later, along came Captain Cook in the various waves of European sealers, sailors, and explorers. The newly discovered inlet was named Milford in 1823 by a sealer named Captain John Grono, after the harbour town of Milford Haven in Wales, although it doesn't bear much resemblance. Nobody was game enough to make a permanent home at Milford Sound until 1878, when Donald Sutherland built his three thatched huts here. Remember him? The Scottish hermit? When you arrive, try to imagine what life would have been like in the waterfront wilderness of 100 years ago, and it becomes apparent that Donald must have been an extremely self-reliant man. Nowadays, his legacy continues, and Milford welcomes thousands of visitors a year. For a small place, it's very well set up for an unforgettable holiday, with activities ranging from scuba diving and kayaking to boat cruises and simply taking in this awesome scenery. Look out for your first glimpse of Mitre Peak as we approach Milford Sound. I'm sure you'll agree that this incredibly scenic route we've taken really does save the best for last.